Lawmakers in the House of Representatives are on track to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement this week. The House Ways and Means Committee began the process yesterday, considering the implementing bill in a markup hearing. During the hearing, Committee Chairman Richard Neal said during his opening statement, which included no mention of agriculture, that the changes set a new standard for U.S. trade agreements. Ranking Republican on the committee, Kevin Brady, stated the agreement pries open Canada's market for several U.S. farm commodities. The committee moved the bill onto the full House for consideration. The House is expected to vote on the implementing bill Thursday. The Senate, however, will not consider the legislation until after any impeachment hearings, likely around late January. The bill repeals the current North American Free Trade Agreement and replaces it with USMCA. President Donald Trump sent the implementing legislation to Congress last week, following an agreement on changes to the deal with House Democrats. Agriculture is getting a triple boost this week on trade spending and tax fronts. As Congress wraps up business for the year this week, the House Ways and Means Committee kicked things off for ag this week, sending to the full House the long-awaited U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement worth likely more than $2 billion in badly needed U.S. farm exports. Ranking panel member Kevin Brady.
It pries open Canada's market for U.S. farmers and ranchers to sell American dairy, wheat, chicken, eggs, and turkey. Our service providers will be able to lock in access to Mexico and Canadian customers. And the agreement is enforceable.
The House is expected to pass the USMCA implementing bill later in the week, followed by Senate passage in January. A last-minute hitch with Mexico objecting to U.S. inspections of Mexican factories was resolved in direct talks between officials. Separately, catch-all spending legislation to keep the government open includes key tax extenders long sought by agriculture. Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley.
We've restored the $1 per gallon biodiesel tax credit, and we did it retroactively to its expiring on December 31st, 2017. And we have covered 18, 19, and it's extended through 2022.
A short line railroad tax break important to ag is also extended, and there's permanent repeal of the health insurance tax, saving those who buy insurance on the individual market an average of $500 a year. Meanwhile, USDA spending has increased $451 million above fiscal year last year, with $23.5 billion for non-mandatory programs. American Farm Bureau Budget Advisor R.J. Carney.
The bill includes a provision that retains $1.5 billion in disaster relief funding. This funding was set to expire at the end of this calendar year. The bill also provides $550 million for the USDA ReConnect program. This is a critical program that provides additional funding for broadband deployment to farmland, ranchland, and also rural communities.
$10 million is added to a farmer and rancher stress management program, while earlier legislative poison pills, including a House-proposed ban on spending to relocate the Economic Research Service offices to the Kansas City area, are also removed. The House of Representatives yesterday advanced a spending package that will extend the biodiesel tax credit and offer additional disaster aid to farmers. The American Soybean Association says the biodiesel tax credit will expand markets for soybean growers. The tax credit expansion is also part of a tax package amendment, including in a funding bill for the Department of Agriculture and others. If passed, the credit would be extended at $1 a gallon for 5 years, covering 2018 through 2022, retroactive to December 31, 2017, through December 31, 2022. The biodiesel tax incentive lapsed in December 2017. The National Biodiesel Board says the credit will be supportive and will support expansion of biodiesel and renewable diesel production. NBB's Kurt Kovarik says the deal provides policy certainty that needs to support investments and continued growth for production. Lawmakers are also including an additional $1.5 billion in disaster aid in the spending bill aimed at helping farmers recover from damages in 2019. The Senate is expected to pass the legislation later this week. In other national ag news, the Department of Agriculture's National Resources Conservation Service Tuesday announced $12.5 million in conservation innovation grants. The effort supports the development of innovative systems and technologies for private lands conservation. The funding is provided through the Conservation Innovation Grants Program, which funds the future of agriculture and conservation through grants to organizations and universities that are developing the next generation of tools and technologies to boost conservation on agricultural land. NRCS's Chief Matthew Lohr says the projects will result in new science-based tools out of our toolbox. The 2019 pool focused on four priority areas: water quantity, urban agriculture, pollinator habitat, and accelerating the pace and scale of conservation adoption. NRCS selected 19 projects for the grant awards. One of the projects at the University of Minnesota will evaluate cover crop rotations for vegetable systems and their impact on pollinators. A complete list of funded projects is available online at nrcs.usda.gov. Moving along now to State of Illinois Ag News, the Illinois Farm Bureau hit a milestone recently that hasn't been reached in over 40 years. Jared Wright has more.
At its annual meeting held recently in Chicago, the Illinois Farm Bureau announced that the organization reached M-member or farmer-member membership quota for the first time since 1977. Kim Knapp, Associate Director of Membership Operations with IFB, explains a concerted effort to attract more farming operations to the organization paid off.
We had a plus 160 member gain on our farmer members. We really started to look at our trends and see that, our counties were working membership really hard this year. We kept it really at the forefront of our counties and a lot of discussion of where membership is and how important it was. Our county leadership, our county farm bureaus, our staff here really stepped up and did an awesome job in working together to recruit new members and reinstate former members. So it was a huge team effort in the organization.
According to Knapp, the influx of M members to IFB has been complemented by the addition of over 1,100 PM or professional members since its introduction in 2016. Andy Bolson, president of the Moultrie County Farm Bureau, was part of the committee that introduced the PM membership.
But after age 35, if you were not in production ag, you really did not have anywhere to go in Farm Bureau except associate member. So with this new membership, the young people that we have seen come up through the years that are ag-related fields, there are people that are in the seed business, the equipment business, soil testing, just the list can just keep growing. We have a way they can be part of Farm Bureau and have a voice and a vote.
While the M and PM membership levels have grown in Illinois Farm Bureau, Knapp notes the organization's consumer membership or associate membership has seen a trend of decreasing numbers. She says IFB is now focusing on attracting more A members in the coming year.
Our overall total membership was down quite a bit from the year before, and a lot of that we attribute to our associate members. We've seen that trend line continue to decline over the years, but our focus this year with our county farm bureaus and staff here is really going to be a focus on our associate members and really spreading the word to our consumers, those non-farmers, to understand the importance of what Illinois Farm Bureau can do. We've got some programs in the works here to see what we can do to get that trend line up and grow that membership classification this year.
All levels of Illinois Farm Bureau membership bring numerous discounts and benefits to members. I'm Jared White reporting.
Moving on into other Illinois State Ag news, the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield is getting a boost from a beer brand that has long ago ties to the fair. Reich beer was brewed in Springfield starting in 1849 and finished brewing in the 1960s. Last year, the original recipe for Gold Top was brought back and sold at the fair for the first time in more than 50 years. Now Reich is committing to the fair and has pledged $10,000 to rename the Foodarama Pavilion after Reich beer. The money will be to fix the roof and add a fresh coat of paint to the metal structure. For now, the commitment will rename the pavilion for 1 year. The brewers who brought back the Gold Top recipe are giving all the proceeds from the sale of the beer to historic sites within Springfield. Moving on into the local ag community bulletin board, the Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency will be holding an informational meeting to provide an overview over two USDA safety net programs, ARC and PLC. This meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, Thursday morning, at 9 a.m. and will be held at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. FSA staff will provide an overview of the two safety net programs as well as election and enrollment requirements. Information will also be provided regarding the opportunity for landowners to update their PLC yields. Sign up for the safety net programs for this year and next is currently underway, and election choice between ARC and PLC must be made by March 15th. The Montgomery County FSA office would also like you to please RSVP for the meeting by calling their office at 532-3361. And finally, on this Wednesday morning, the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers has donated pork certificates yet again this year for me to give away for Christmas. There's nothing better than a ham for Christmas dinner, so here's your chance to win $20 worth of pork. I'll pick 12 lucky winners on Friday in our 12 Days of Christmas pork giveaway. All you have to do is email us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com with pork in the subject line of your email along with your name and phone number so we can contact you as well. And then on Friday, I'll pick 12 winners of our 12 Days of Pork giveaway. So I'd like to thank all the folks with the Mid-Illinois Pork Producers for again sponsoring this giveaway, and they all want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And that'll wrap up this Wednesday morning edition of the Farm Show. But if you have any ag news for us, please email it to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Wednesday morning, December 18th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.